You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Final Four, men's side, women's side, and we put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Which side are you more interested in? I'm surprised. 54% so far, men's side.
Still a pretty high percentage for women.
Say different, but maybe that was a one-off, the one game.
Well, I think it was a unique matchup. You know, because everybody knows Angel Reese.
So if 12 million watched Caitlin Clark and Iowa against Angel Reese and LSU, how many are going to watch tonight, Friday night?
Between 7 and 9 million. Yeah. It's going to take a dip, but it'll still be a big number.
I think
it'll
be a pretty big number, but not as big. Yeah. I mean, look, she's definitely a huge draw.
Yeah.
An unbelievable draw. But, it was the perfect storm when she was playing LSU. You would think with UConn, it would kind of be the same way, but
it might surprise you.
They might. I know you.
I mean, it's a late game. It's 9:30 tip. So,
I've got a late dinner reservation tonight. So,
how late?
8?
7:30.
Ooh, that is late.
That's pretty late.
It's kind of late.
That's a late one.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna linger. So I'll probably be home by 9:15. What time does it start?
Yeah, you'll be home before it starts.
9:20, 9:30?
I'm guessing. Yeah, I'm guessing closer to 9:30.
I'll put it on. But I'll be honest with you, it won't be the top of my mind. I'll need to see buzz on social media to remind me to check it out.
Yes.
That's just how my brain works.
Yes. It'll be kind of top of mind for me, I think. I coach soccer. Practice will wrap up around 6:15.
Right.
Then you'll go get food.
Depending if I extend it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, I'll probably pick up food, Jason. It'll probably be a pick up night.
Scoop food. All right.
Yeah, because we don't usually go out on Friday nights. Jess works a couple classes in the mornings on Saturdays, so she don't like to go out Friday night. Saturday night's our date night.
Pretty much every Saturday you get that in?
No.
Yeah.
Probably every other Saturday. Every third Saturday.
It's good you do that. I haven't had a date night in a long time. We're too busy right now, but hopefully soon.
Too busy traveling.
Yeah. I got literally, I think, 3 weeks left of ever seeing my son play lacrosse again. It's hitting me with the feels.
I would imagine.
I think he's okay with it, and like he's ready to move on. He wants to make money, that kind of thing. But for me, it's going to be hard.
You can do men's leagues.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the same level.
It's not the same, but
I mean,
my buddy Eric, who moved to Florida, played college lacrosse, and then I don't think he played lacrosse really for years and years. And then in Florida, he found some men's league, and he's playing against like guys who played in the pros and stuff like that.
No, I'm sure he'll do some of that. But it's but seeing your son compete at the highest level, and then just like, but beer league, it's different.
Yeah,
it's just different.
When will conference tournament start?
Well, we got to qualify first, so we're on the outside looking in right now. So we'll have to see
how many teams qualify for the conference tournament. And right now they're where. 7?
Not there. Oh. We got to go 3-1 or 4-0.
Who has a better chance of the playoffs, Marist or Caps?
It's probably pretty. I actually think, to be honest with you, we're poised for a run. It's a young team. My son, there's only a few of the older guys. It's a very young team. Not that anybody around here cares about Marist Lacrosse. I know a few people do. Mm-hmm. But it's a young team, and I think they're going to be really, really good. I think we could go on a run here. It is next 4 games.
All right.
We made a couple tweaks. The young guys are, they're not so young anymore, right? Like if you're a freshman and you've been playing all year, you're pretty much not a freshman anymore.
All right. Who are they playing this weekend?
The Mount.
At the Mount.
At the Mount.
Emmitsburg MD. Yep.
Not that I'm a gambler, but does anybody have the line on that? Because I like us. Whatever it is, I like us.
Oh, really?
Really? Let me see.
I'm not trying to talk trash or anything. Maybe I should just shut up.
Hold on. I'm in the
Do they actually
lax
have lines
number.
On college lax?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State played Maryland this weekend. Let's see.
Maryland had a big comeback against Penn State.
Love to see that.
Did you guys see? Actually, see, this one went viral. The Syracuse Cornell game.
Okay.
Where Cornell, it was a crazy comeback in the last, like, literally three goals scored in, like, the last 30 seconds or so of regulation. And then it went into overtime, and Cornell pulled
Huge game on Sunday, Duke-Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Are they one and two?
The Mounts had a rough year in lacrosse, just looking at them.
I don't have a
number. 1-10.
Minus 3.5 goals.
Yeah, I don't know about the goal line. I never like goal line in anything.
Money
but
line.
I like us.
Minus
but,
425 money line.
But I like us, but it's good. It'll be a war.
The Mounts just lost to Quinnipiac 15-10.
Well, that's no. There's no shame there. Quinnipiac's good. So
they were smacked by Towson 15-5 earlier this year.
Tiger
takes.
Pride, let's go, baby.
Now, I know we're trying to wait for Coach Barlow to call us for the DC Defenders.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. We have had him in studio once or twice before.
Dude.
I was looking at the roster just for the fun of it, you know, because we were doing the interview.
What's the quarterback depth chart?
Well, I don't know. It's just Tiamu and Tiamu's two other guys there. I don't really know. Yeah. But I did recognize a couple extra Redskins. So DJ Swearinger's still there. DJ Swearinger's still only 32.
Yeah.
So, you know, at 32, you could still get after it. So he's still, I'm sure, in pretty darn good shape. Monte Nicholson, Skins fans might remember him. He's there on the roster. And then Kelvin Harmon, the receiver from NC State,
okay,
who had terrible
injuries. Right.
And he's still only like 25, 26 or something.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? I like to root for those guys.
Sure.
I root for all the guys, you know, underdog stories.
Hope they have a second football life with the Defenders and maybe get a crack at the league again.
But, you know, it's probably unlikely. But what do you think these guys are making? Like, he's going to make like $30,000.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know the salary range for these guys.
How much can you pay this?
All right, here's the deal with Coach Barlow.
Yes.
Apparently, he's watching us right now.
Okay. Hey, Coach.
But he needs to call into the show.
He's using
so
his
he
phone
set up the video.
But he needs to call us. So he can end the video. Just look at the messages on his phone.
Okay.
He needs to
call to look at his phone. There are messages.
This is hilarious.
And then he calls it.
I feel bad. He's sitting there watching us on
TV. It's called
TV
lack of communication.
Why are they talking about Marist Lacrosse?
Yeah.
Why aren't they talking to me?
Right. By the way, your quarterback depth chart, Jason Bishop, includes DeAndre Francis, who played at Hampton.
Francis?
He's 6'1". Francois. Sorry, Francois.
Don't know anything about him.
And then the other one.
Oh, McClendon?
Yeah, McClendon.
Oh, from Baylor? I kind of remember him. Big kid, 6'4".
Jalen McClendon from Baylor.
All right, well, we're trying to get in touch with Coach. We got him now.
Believe he's on with us
there
now.
There he is.
Coach.
Can welcome him in on the BetQL guest hotline.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I am better than I deserve. How are you guys doing?
You know what? I think we could all say that.
Hey, we were just talking about your home record during the commercial break. You guys don't lose at home. Do you feel pressure?
Because
you got your home opener Sunday, 4 p.m. against Houston. Everybody go out and get tickets to go see the D.C. Defenders. And you guys don't lose at home.
Well, those fans at Audi Stadium have set the standard of what a home game should look like, feel like. And our guys have fed off of that every game that we played there, and they go out and get it done. So we're looking forward to having that same opportunity, seeing our great fans that has been supporting us, and we look forward to going out and keeping that undefeated record at home.
Is Greg Williams still on staff?
I think so.
Greg G-Dub is still on staff, man. So
defensive coordinator?
Yeah, defensive coordinator and teaching me curse words.
Oh, I bet that's true.
He leads the league in those.
He's taught you new innovative words you didn't even know existed before, Coach Barlow?
I've never heard him create it, or I've never heard him say it in a football sense. But, yeah.
Well, that dude's got a passion for football. There's no question. I have a question. What are the hours like for you? I mean, are you guys taking this, like, NFL level – with like all day grinding, the players the same thing?
Yeah, I think the player schedule is real similar to NFL schedule. The guys get in. We practice in the morning time, though. We practice from like 9:40 to about 11:30 or so. And then they get a break, and then they come over and evaluate, watch the film. Coaches do the same, and, you know, hours-wise, you know, we're all competitive, and we all want to win and put a good product out there. So, I mean, we're there to, you know, 8, 9 o'clock watching film, watching the practice tape and that type of stuff. So,
wow, it's a real grind. And so it's not like these guys, because let's be honest, I mean, these guys aren't making a boatload of money. These guys can't have sort of second jobs while they're doing this right now?
Not unless it's online or something like that, or unless they Ubering or something like that.
That's an idea. Yeah. Sure.
How funny would that be if you took an Uber and it was one of your players?
Yeah, it was like DJ Swears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
DJ, he's a pro, right? He's been around for a long time. And I have such an appreciation for these guys because they still have that grit and that mindset of wanting to play and just looking for an opportunity to get a shot back at the league or to get a shot to get in the league. And we have some guys that have been in camp on rosters and, you know, a few guys that played 3 to 5 years or something like that. DJ obviously has played more. I think he's the one that has played the most years on our roster. But I admire them and I appreciate the work effort and the mindset that they have.
So, Coach Barlow, you guys were on the wrong end of the decision against the San Antonio Brahmas in your opener in their place. And one of the plays in that game went viral where the punter faked the punt and then threw a 40-yard fat guy touchdown to an offensive lineman. Like, that was pretty crazy. That one was making the rounds over this past weekend. Can you take us through that play?
Yeah, so it was pretty wild. I commend their staff, Coach Wade Phillips and their staff. Basically, they were going to kick a field goal at first, right? And we wanted to make sure that we had the right defensive package out there. So I called a timeout. And as you guys know, you can't call back-to-back timeouts. So when they went back out, commend them on knowing that when they went back out, they were in a punt formation. And, you know, obviously we have a call that we make when things go chaotic like that. We got a call that we're supposed to make. But that was a good play by them. That's one of those plays as you watch the film or you watch the game, you're like, you know what? I need to steal that one. We need to put that one in. Yeah. So, but they got us, man. And, you know, like I said, those guys get paid too. And their players are good players. And it was a good learning lesson for us, right? And, of course, we've made the corrections on that. And hopefully we find ourselves in that situation again. We'll be able to make sure that we're good.
So who should we be watching on Houston? Who do you have to worry about on the Roughnecks?
So Houston, their interior D-line is really good. They have Toby Johnson, and it's a big, big group of D-linemen. They want to cover up your offensive line and allow their linebackers, which they have Reuben Foster, who, if I'm not mistaken, he was with the Commanders, right, at one point?
Ooh, was Reuben Foster? Yeah. Was he here for a minute?
Reuben Foster was on the roster. I don't know if he ever played because of injuries, from what I remember.
Yeah. I thought I remember him being on the roster.
He's definitely on the roster. Long,
but yeah.
Was he here for 3 years, 2018 to 2020.
Yeah. Oh, wow, 3 years. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, but he's on that roster, and he still can cut it loose now. He still can play. He's sideline to sideline. He got an interception last week. So, you know, just a solid team and, you know, another group of guys that have that passion for the game and that are trying to, you know, get back to the NFL.
How many of the guys are just playing for, because they know realistically, they're probably, you know, who knows, very unlikely, right, to make that leap, that they're just playing because they love ball, right? And you can't play football forever and this opportunity to play high-quality ball.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I think there are some guys that love the game and still can say that they're playing, you know, a level of pro football, earn a little cash.
Right.
But they're at that age where it's like, you don't see it. Mm-hmm. But they're still elite players. They're still making plays. They're still have that passion. And what I appreciate about those type guys is, they are leading into the younger guys to encourage them, to help them to be able to, hopefully one day, make it over to the NFL.
Coach, what did you think about the NFL implementing the kickoff rule that you guys have used?
Formation? Yeah, how about that, man? How about that? I think initially it's going to look weird and not feel so good for fans, right? Because it's a little different, right? But I think once you see that there still is action once the returner catches the ball, right? You got to see guys disengage. You got to see guys get off blocks. You got to see guys come to balance. And, obviously, people pay a lot of money to go to these games and they want to see action. So this gives them an opportunity to have action. I know as an old NFL punt returner, kick returner, the last few years, if you was a kick returner, you wasn't getting much work. So, I think it'll be a little different for fans initially, but I think they'll come to enjoy it because there'll be action. I think there'll be some returns taken back for touchdowns. So, I must admit, now I was real surprised with the numbers the way it came out. It was like 29-28-3 or something like that. In terms
of voting,
voting yes for it, yeah. So, but it's the NFL. It's always it's a good brand, amazing athletes, and it'll take a little time getting used to. But I think fans will.
Well, there was such a small percentage of kick returns last year in the NFL, and the UFL, I think, had like 90% returns, and that's what the NFL wants, obviously. So, those kickoffs are usually just dead plays.
That's exactly what it had become.
All right, Coach, home opener on Sunday, 4 p.m. against Houston. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And I hear there's a lacrosse game going on that's trying to get back in playoff ranks. So
yes,
good
sir.
Luck to that young man and tell him to enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. I do appreciate that. Thank you, buddy.
Very nice.
Well, thanks.
That's right, Coach Reggie Barlow coming up at 8 o'clock. We've got Fridays with Feinstein.
Nice guy.
Mike DeCourcy at 9 o'clock on the Final Four. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.